This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If you don't live in a major city, it can be hard to find medical specialists, and that is especially true for people with chronic disorders like Parkinson's disease who need frequent care. And today in Your Health, we look at patients who are turning to specialists hundreds of miles away to get the attention they need by video. Doctors and patients like the video appointments, but insurance companies are not yet convinced. NPR's Nancy Shute reports.
Deanna Ventura was seeing a neurologist for her Parkinson's, but she was still having trouble walking, bathing, and doing her housework.
I knew that I needed more than what he was doing for me.
Managing Parkinson's symptoms is a tricky business, and the drugs used can have serious side effects. You need a specialist. But for Ventura, the closest was 2 hours away from her home in upstate New York, and she doesn't drive. So the specialist comes to her.
So I last saw you in February. And have you been doing since February?
If it sounds like Ray Dorsey is far away, that's because he is, 343 miles away at Johns Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. He's a movement disorder specialist, and he's been Ventura's doctor for the last 4 years.
How about your Parkinson's disease? Any complaints related to your Parkinson's?
I find that I drop things a lot more. I'm finding that my balance is worse, which wasn't good in the anyways.
Ventura is 68 years old, a cheerful grandmother with white hair. She's sitting in the conference room of a nursing home just down the street from her apartment in New Hartford, New York. She sees the doctor on a flat-screen TV. He can see her on his laptop. It's healthcare by video call.
Do you know what today's date is?
Yes, today is May 20th, and the year is 2011.
And who's the Secretary of State? Pretty good.
People with Parkinson's can have trouble with memory and speech. They often have tremors and stiff movements. So Dorsey needs to test Ms. Ventura's motor skills.
Can I see you put your hands out like this?
He sticks his hands straight out and holds them steady. Ventura tries it.
So you have a little bit of shaking in your right hand.
By observing that tremor in each visit, Dorsey can get a good sense of the disease's progression. He checks on her medications, too.
So you look good as usual, Ms. Ventura.
Thank you.
The one thing I want you to work on is exercise. How are we doing on that front?
He can see his patient's guilty smile.
My hesitation tells you.
Studies of telemedicine have found that the care patients receive is at least as good as in-office visits. Patients also say it's much more convenient, and it's often cheaper. Ventura thinks she knows why.
Believe me when I tell you, he doesn't miss a thing. Because I never noticed that my lower chin was quivering.
But Dr. Dorsey, from 300 miles away, did notice, and he adjusted her medication to control the tremor. Ventura says her symptoms have improved to the point where she can now use a cane instead of a walker. And she's not the only patient who's happy. Tony Joseph is the administrator of the Presbyterian Home, which hosts the video visits.
The Parkinson's people said, Tony, this is better than when I used to go to the doctor's office because I'm spending actually more time with that neurologist.
But there is one big problem with specialty care via telemedicine. In most cases, insurance won't pay for it.
Right now, if I were to try to bill a Blue Cross Blue Shield or anybody else for a neurological consult like we're doing right now, they're not going to cover it.
So Tony Joseph has taken to running fundraisers to pay Dr. Dorsey and the other neurologist who provides Parkinson's care. That costs about $40,000 a year.
We do a Parkinson's awareness walk, and we've been very successful with that.
Those fundraisers have kept the New Hartford program going for 4 years. But why won't insurers pay for telemedicine? Dr. Jay Sanders helped pioneer remote health care in the 1990s.
Traditionally, payment has always been made based upon the physical presence of the doctor with the patient.
That's to protect against insurance fraud. And there's yet another stumbling block. Doctors have to be licensed to practice in the state their patients live. Ray Dorsey knows that even if telemedicine overcame those barriers, it wouldn't cure all ills. That becomes clear during the video call, when Deanna Ventura reaches up to rub her neck.
It is restricting. I could feel it. And I haven't had this. This is something new for me.
This is one of the limitations of telemedicine is I can't fully assess your neck.
He doesn't think it's anything serious, but he wants someone to actually feel that neck. So he asked her to get it checked out by her family doctor.
Well, Well, thank you, Dr. Dorsey. You take care of yourself and your family.
And we'll see you in August. Sandy will give you a time.
Making for a good visit, even from far away. Nancy Shute, NPR News.